AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Jeffrey Epstein's ex-girlfriend has refused to answer questions while appearing via video before a House panel. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
From the federal prison camp where she's serving a sex trafficking sentence, Ghislaine Maxwell pleaded the fifth during what was to be a deposition with Chairman James Comer's House Oversight Committee.
This obviously is very disappointing. We had many questions to ask about the crime she and Epstein committed, as well as questions about potential co-conspirators.
Maxwell's trying to have her conviction overturned, and her lawyer says she'd be willing to testify that neither Presidents Trump nor Clinton were culpable for wrongdoing in their relationships with Epstein. Democrats like Melanie Stansberry say Maxwell's sending a clear signal to the president in hopes he ends her prison term.
She is trying to buy her clemency.
President Trump is threatening to block the opening of a new Canadian-built bridge that will connect Canada and Detroit. The president is demanding that Canada turn over at least half of the ownership of the bridge. The Gordie Howe International Bridge is expected to open this year. In other news, there are new details concerning the death of actor Catherine O'Hara.
The beloved Canadian-born comic actor Catherine O'Hara died from a pulmonary embolism, with rectal cancer as the underlying cause. A Los Angeles County death certificate lists the embolism as the immediate cause of her death on January 30th at age 71. The doctor who signed the certificate had been treating O'Hara since March of last year. She died at a hospital in Santa Monica and was later cremated. O'Hara starred in two Home Alone movies, winning Emmys for SCTV and Schitt's Creek. Her death took many by surprise. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Jacqueline Martin, who's in Cortina, Italy for the Winter Olympics, and was working with an Italian photographer covering Lindsey Vonn's race on Sunday, reports it was shocking to witness her crash.
Lindsey Vonn comes through, she's coming into the turn, and as she approaches the gate, she clips the gate with her arm or her shoulder. And as soon as she does that, we know, the photographer and I, that this is bad. She clips it, it totally throws her off, and she's unable to recover. A couple pictures later, you see her body at almost a full diagonal. It's bad. She's not able to come back from that being put off balance when the impact from the gate happened. And at that moment, I just realized she's not going to be able to come back from this, and it is a bad crash. I gasped out loud. It was really scary and really sad to see this be the end of this current Olympic journey.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.